Miss the show? No sweat. Here's another edition of the Catch Up with us, Lisa and Pete.
Matt Preston popped in to chat MasterChef and his amazing beard.
Prescribed burns have made Perth smoky the last couple of days, so we thought we'd reflect that with our music. Our boss disagreed and hung up on us 6 times. We're pretty persistent.
And Tom Godfrey from choice.com.au explained why Kraft is disappearing from Aussie shelves and which supermarket chain is apparently $70 cheaper per trolley than the rest.
Lisa and Pete can save you from a boring drive home. Meanwhile, WA's own local salary packaging provider, Paywise, can save you money. Call 1-800-PAYWISE. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
We're joined by Matt Preston. How are you?
Yeah, I'm loving my life. I'm having a great day today.
Excellent.
Yeah, I can't tell you the joy that comes from locking away MasterChef for another year and having seen what you're going to see and knowing it's all sweet.
Oh.
And now just enjoying talking about it, which is the best part.
Mate, so talk to us about this season of MasterChef. What have you enjoyed? What have you not so much enjoyed? It's been stunning to watch.
Enjoyed the cake.
The cake.
Enjoyed the cake. Enjoyed some of the tastiness that's been set in front of some amazing ice creams this year. Really enjoyed what's coming. You know, I mean, for us, the really good food happens in the last half of the show, which is coming up. So, and the food that we see in the challenge where they have to cook vegetable dishes to impress meat eaters.
Oh, that's
really
huge.
Really inspiring food. And genuinely, you know, as a carnivore, you go, okay, all right, it wouldn't be so bad to be on a desert island with just vegetables.
Now, the way they reacted to Yotam, you'd think Harry Styles had just walked into a year 10 class.
He is.
I mean, what is going on there? The guy is a hero to them.
Because you know, at a time when vegetables have never been cooler,
yeah,
he's like the champion of vegetables. It's
all
like,
right,
you know, being at a heavy metal concert and here he is, Robert Plant. You know, it's because Plant vegetables, you see what it did there.
Gotcha.
What a great sentence, by the way. Vegetables have never been cooler.
It's absolutely true. You know, we're eating way less meat, like a lot more dishes. And so much of the stuff, we're eating vegetarian food without really knowing it.
Well, we owe MasterChef a nod for health then, you know, just quietly educating people.
Got to make up for all that butter and sugar we've made.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, no, it is great to see that. And look, his food is really simple.
Yeah.
Really tasty.
Yeah.
And really achievable.
Well, you can't beat that.
You know, what he did for vegetables and that style of cafe eating in London, that had already happened here when he did that in London.
Oh.
So, you know, the food that we're seeing is a definite resonance in the way he cooks. But people like Karen Martini and Greg Maloof and, you know, Kurt Sampson, who's obviously over in the West, was cooking at Pata Negra. Mm. You know, these guys have been cooking this sort of style of food for a long period of time. And it's great that someone like Yotam is kind of like the flag bearer of that.
Yes,
so
he's the brought first it full circle.
That we've really been at the forefront of this style of cooking.
Oh, good on us.
I mean, we've done good. And it's important, you know, because we do get a bit like self-deprecating Australians when we're out in the world. And go, yeah,
we
it's
do.
Just a, but when it comes to food, we are punching way above our weight.
Matt, I was just mucking around on the internet, on the interwebs the other day, and happened to find myself Googling some bits and pieces, and I Googled pictures of MasterChef Australia Season 1.
Yes.
Right, back in 2009. Yeah, magnificent hair, the whole lot. But I must say, mate, the beard and the shorter hair is very becoming.
Oh, the beard is fantastic.
I've got to say, yeah, look, I look back at those. They wouldn't let me cut my hair in the first year. It was a kind of Samson moment. They thought, wow, the show's doing really well. It must be your long hair, so you can't cut it. So, but by the end, I looked like the lead guitarist from Slayer. or either that or a Renaissance dandy. And at the beginning, we didn't really have hair and makeup people, so I just put a handful of grease in there, and it looks awful. It looks like I've dunked my head in the deep fat fryer at the local chippy. There's no doubt that the three turds have been polished to a certain level of respectability by these days.
Matt Preston, as always, a pleasure as we close in on the last bit of this year's MasterChef.
Yeah, a little bit to go, but Lisa and Pete, you're going to see some tasty tucker coming your way.
All right.
Thank you, Matt Preston.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Lovely,
such a pleasure.
As always.
That was great fun.
Now, look, it's a little bit smoky today, a little bit hazy.
Very hazy.
And as, you know,
it's
being
not going to lift until tomorrow.
Being a radio show in Perth, born and bred in Perth, you know, there's some things
that we
do.
It's our job to reflect the feeling, the vibe of the town.
Very well said, Lise. And, you know, what a better way to reflect the feeling and vibe of the town and what's happening than through song.
Exactly. The only thing is, it's a radio station after all.
Right. But we can't just go ahead and do that ourselves. We need permission.
Well, we've got Electric Blue by Ice House coming up.
That can't work. That's not very smoky.
No.
We got the Chain Smokers.
Oh, that's something.
That's smoky. We've got a few others suggestions as well. So we're going to give our music director, boss Russ, a call and hit him up with some of our suggestions.
He loves to reflect the town.
Hello.
Hello, Russ.
Hello.
Hello, who?
Hello, it's Lisa and Pete.
Yeah.
All-consuming, all-knowledgeable, all-fantastic music director of the radio station.
Yeah.
We were kind of looking around today.
It's so smoky.
Yeah, it's really smoky. Don't you think it's smoky?
Yeah, it is.
Very smoky.
And being a radio station, we do our best to sort of, you know, reflect what's happening around our beautiful town of Perth, don't we? That's what we do, right? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Cool. So what do you reckon of, can we change the music up a bit? We've got some ideas for a couple of, you know, smoke sort of songs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like what?
Smoke on the Water, Deep okay. Purple.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, he's gone. Wow. That was... Jeez, okay. wasn't expecting that.
Jerry Seinfeld.
That's all right, fine. No worries. Try him again.
All right. Should be some smoke songs.
Hello.
Hey, it's
hello,
us.
Hello, Russ.
Hey.
Oh, hello again.
Okay, so no smoke on the water.
Nah, that's fine. We get it. It's cool. What about what about this one? Come on, baby,
light my fire. Yeah,
by the
Russ,
Doors.
The Doors. Come on, baby, light my
fire. No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I don't...
Jose Feliciano?
Oh, no, hang on. I'll call him back.
Hello.
Russ, I've got one for you.
If you don't stop calling, I'm going to have this number blocked.
Firewoman by the Cult.
Bye-bye.
Didn't even get a chance to play it. Oh, how could you not want this one? This is a ripper.
Smoke, she is arising.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Try him again.
All right.
Come on.
Yes.
You can't, you cannot, right, knock back Farnsey.
Want a bet?
No.
Don't do it, Russ, don't do it.
He's gone. Okay, what do you want to try him one more?
Let's try him one more.
Let's go
for a different vibe. I mean, it's smoky, it's hazy.
Yeah.
This should work.
Okay.
What?
Hello, Russ. We just had a thought.
Yeah, just...
You know,
yeah.
It's very smoky, very hazy. What about a hazy shade of winter? Leaves are brown and the sky.
Okay. Last chance, right? I totally get that you're like, you're not, but, you know, this is something very different and there's a different angle to it as well. Smoky. You know what I mean?
Hazy.
Hazy.
See ya.
Nah. Okay. That's fine. All right. I think we missed the boat.
Okay. Looks like it's Ice House.
No Kraft cheese.
Kraft has been in Australia since 1926, but it seems to be disappearing from the shelves with kind of little hoo-ha. So we've gone to Tom Godfrey from Choice. Tom, hello.
Hey, great to be with you.
Do you know what's going on, what's happening with Kraft and how it's sort of being phased out of our supermarkets?
I certainly do. I mean, this is top end of town stuff. I mean, although you and I might put this humble cheese slice or Vegemite in a trolley or basket every week, Kraft is part of a very, very big global company. And what we're seeing really, the fact that it's being phased out now, is the end of a licensing agreement with the big Kraft business in the US. But it's not all bad news because Kraft has now got a tie-up with Heinz. So in 2018, when the existing agreements are all put to bed, we may start to see products into the shelves again branded as Kraft.
Tom, in some of the research that Choice has done and the things that you keep across in general, are you seeing that people aren't as I don't know, brand loyal to these Australian-made names as what they once used to be?
There is no doubt that the supermarkets particularly, so if we're looking at food, are competing so hard with these leading brand items. So the likes of Kraft, they are under a huge amount of pressure from Coles, Woolies and Aldi. And you'll see when we do our basket surveys that the supermarkets are competing really hard and they invest in what are called copycat products. Mm. So you look at Nutri-Grain, for example, or your Tim Tams, there will be a copycat item from one of the major supermarkets, Coles, Woolies or Aldi, that looks a great deal like it. So it's giving you the illusion of choice. When you're in a supermarket and you're going through those processes in your mind, oh, well, maybe I don't want to support the big guy, I want to support the little guy, yeah. I want to support the little farmer. You're making all these decisions and the supermarkets know that. So introducing phantom brands that you don't associate with the big retail giants, you're more inclined to think, oh, I'm helping support the little guy. But in a lot of cases, you're not actually doing that.
Now, from the Choice Desk online this week, you have a big story that's come out this week. What's going on with that?
We certainly do. So every year or so, we do a big supermarket sweep. We go to 110 supermarkets across the country to work out what is the cheapest grocery basket. And right. I'm sure it will come as a little surprise to everyone out there. The cheapest groceries are actually available through Aldi. And by some measure, I think up around $70 or $80 cheaper than leading brand items.
Wow.
Woolies. It's good news for a lot of shoppers out there.
See, you know what? It's really
seen my face then.
It's really funny because Lisa and I think it was just the other night you and I were talking about the sort of the Woolies brands and the Coles brands.
Yes,
and
yes.
There are some things like peanut butter, I don't mind. Like I'll take any peanut butter off the shelf and I generally look for the cheapest one. But things like Tim Tams, I don't know what it is, but Tim Tams, I can't go like a phantom brand on Tim Tams. It's got to be the Tim Tam packet, no matter how much I'm paying for it.
Well, a lot of us can't. And the Aldi knows that. And that's why what we've seen this year is Aldi has started to stock a number of leading brand items. So while they don't have the full range of Coles and Woolies, who in our basket have all 33 leading brand items, they stocked around 7, including Tim Tams, because I think you're onto something. There.
All right, Tom Godfrey
from
choice.com.au. You can go and check out all those stories. Thank you so much for joining us, mate. Appreciate your time.
No worries at all.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Get more from your drive home with Lisa and Pete, and get more from your pay with WA's local PayWise salary packaging and employee benefits provider. Call 1-800-PAYWISE.